Now, I hope you'll join me in welcoming Nithila Vijayan, who is here with us, Nithila Vijayan. And Nithila is a student at South Fayette High School in 11th grade and is 16. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge? I always like to be sure we do that at the beginning.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm so glad to be on this radio today. Thank you so much to the school media and communications director for inviting me onto this show. I'm so glad to be here. And again, you already mentioned Dr. Boone, so I'm so glad that he allowed me to have the opportunity to participate in the Hillman Academy.
Before we talk about your work at Hillman, tell me a little bit more about you. What do you like to do? What are some of your interests?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm really into singing. I sing Indian Carnatic music, actually. I've been singing for like the past 8 years. Additionally, I've also been playing the violin. I love the classical violin. My favorite composer is Beethoven. So I've been playing in the Pittsburgh Youth Philharmonic Orchestra for the past 4 to 5 years. And yeah, those are some of my hobbies.
Tell me, again, you mentioned singing Indian music, and there was an adjective in there that you said so quickly, I didn't catch it. It sounded like it had to do with maybe the tonal scale or part of it.
Yeah, so it's Carnatic.
Carnatic
music. Yes. So it's just like a way to describe the kind of music that we do sing. It's not really specifically like in terms of like the tonal perspective, but it's just a way to describe. It's just a name. Yeah.
Thank you. It's I am sure other people may have been wondering that too. And it's good to learn these traditions and understand at least a bit about other people's cultures event you don't know about it. Now, I'll brag on your behalf for a moment because this amazes me. You received a perfect score at the Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science Region 7 Conference, which was just last month, and also earned what is called a first award. I suspect you'll be going on in more competitive work. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But let's talk about the research you're doing. And again, as you listen, and forgive me, I had this done to me a lot when I was 16 or so, when people would say, remember, he's only 16. It's amazing to me what you're doing at 16. So tell me about your project. I know it involves estrogen and progesterone and its impact on other aspects of health and wellness. Tell me a bit more about what your hypothesis was and what you've been doing to investigate.
For sure, yeah. So the project kind of started with the aspect that there's so many women around the United States between the ages of 18 to 35 that take hormonal contraceptives almost every single day. And the aspect that really puzzled me and the people in our lab who worked on this project were we have no idea what these hormonal contraceptives actually do to female bodies. We don't know what they do in particular to the musculoskeletal system. So, which is why we developed the hypothesis that hormonal contraceptives include both estrogen and progesterone. So we said that exogenous estrogen and progesterone do regulate the skeletal muscle in female mice in a dose-dependent manner. So we just wanted to try to find the answer as to what is the effect on like the skeletal muscle, the musculoskeletal system in particular. Yeah. Is there any other particular questions that you have about
No, this makes sense. Let me make sure that I understand. Most people know the intended effect of those medications, but I think what you're looking at, I hate to call it a side effect, but let's say a co-effect that it has. Maybe it was only maybe it's still considered a side effect. You're discovering that it is actually a co-effect.
Yeah.
And this has been true with a lot of medications. I think the medications like Ozempic were primarily for control of blood sugar, but they were found to also have an effect towards weight loss. So what are you finding that have you been able to conclude a different effect and hopefully a positive effect from these hormones when you did some experiments on mice? I'm curious what you learned.
Right, yeah. So we did actually conclude a positive effect so far. We've only stained for four different types of aspects that are related to the musculoskeletal system. However, there's so many things that we need to still test. There's so many questions that are unanswered. But for the four things that we've tested so far, we have seen a positive result so far. So no need to worry so far, but hopefully we do find some more results. We need to dig deeper to find more answers. Yeah.
Can you share what has gone well so far? Mm-hmm. And I know it's too early to conclude this, but these are the kind of experiments that could lead to solving a really important health issue.
Right.
And what's been promising so far?
Yeah, so one thing that we tested for in particular, so it's this thing called the fiber cross-sectional area within a skeletal muscle. So if this skeletal muscle fiber size is much greater, that means it's much more healthier. So one of our significant findings actually lies right here. For the high estrogen and progesterone dose that we gave the skeletal muscle fibers, it actually increased this area, this cell size, by a lot. So it was actually a positive result. So that's where one of our significant findings lies. The rest of them were, we tested for two other aspects looking at how powerful are these skeletal muscle fibers? Are they losing their strength? So these were also upward trending. They were also a positive result. However, these were not significant results, but we can see like the direction overall that we're heading in.
So if you're strengthening the muscular fiber, if you're finding that the dosage has that impact, does that mean that strained muscles could heal more quickly, or could they be preventative measures for athletes? I mean, I'm thinking of all sorts of therapeutic reasons too. Is it as simple as that, or are there some other applications that you're thinking through?
Yeah, so it is almost, when you think about it, it's pretty simple as that. There are, again, like, because the field of medicine is so broad, there are so many aspects with the human body, but it's just basically like if it's greater size, that does equal to more healthier. Again, emphasizing on the therapeutic aspects for this, the aspect that if we can identify that this does have some sort of result on it, the doctors need to make sure that whatever rehabilitation strategies that they give to these women, make sure that they actually are set for these women, make sure that they match them, because these women could be taking hormonal contraceptives that affect their body in different ways that the doctors may not even know of right now.
Wow. If you're just joining us, Nafila Vijayan is who is here with us, and she's been working at the Hillman Academy, and a wonderful program that they have that many teens are part of, the Hillman Academy Summer Research Program. There's some activities during the year, too. Before we go too much further, I'd like to know how you got involved in the program and what you were anticipating, and maybe a little bit about what your very first day there was like.
Yeah, for sure. So I was involved in this program because I'm a very huge advocate for women's health. A lot of the research that I did before the Hillman Academy involved women's health. For example, I did a project with Dr. James O'Brien at Penn State Health, which kind of talked about how can we track girls' menstrual cycle through an app. So I'm a huge advocate for that, which is why through the Hillman Academy, I did an application. I talked about my passion for my past research experiences with women's health, and was also able to fortunately gain an opportunity to participate in a program that was focusing my research on women's health. So to answer the question about how was my first day there, let me be totally honest with you. It was kind of a whirlwind. It's my first time ever being in a very formal research lab at the University of Pittsburgh. And it was kind of like, oh, let's get started on this experiment. Here's the project. And they kind of just like threw all this information at me, and like I was 16, I just turned 16 at that time, and honestly I was a little confused, I was a little overwhelmed, but after a point I started to get used to it. I started to get used to the craze, the running, the experiments, the rush, like, oh no, like we need to make sure to get these cells back into the fridge fast, like all of this. I got used to it after a point, but again, to be totally honest with you, it was a little overwhelming.
Oh, bad. I think it would be. You're working with adults.
Yeah.
There are rhythms of the workplace and a culture that's probably very new to you. Did anything, I'm sure you had expectations going in. Let's talk about all of your experience, not just the first day. Has anything surprised you or especially resonated with you?
Yeah. So one thing, like one of my expectations were, oh no, I'm going to be with these really strict adults inside of the lab. They're going to be like really demanding, like, oh, if you don't understand this, like, oh no, like that's sad. Like, so, but then whenever I walked in, all of these adults inside of this lab were so nice. They were so understanding. The aspect that I didn't understand anything, but they were still able to teach me and bring me to the level as almost equal to the understanding of this project as them. So I'm so grateful to all the people that were inside of my lab. Another thing that really resonated with me was the aspect that, like, this project is so important, and I didn't realize how important the musculoskeletal system is to our body, and the impacts of these hormonal contraceptives on it are huge. The aspect that this literature, that are past studies on this topic, don't explain much, and that really was super cool to me. I was like, wow, this project needs help, and I hope to be the one to find these answers for our community.
Now, you spent last summer working on it. Were you able to continue during the school year? I would imagine it's hard to let that go.
Yeah, I wasn't really able to continue during the school year, as that is very difficult to manage both school and like going into the lab. So for now, during the school year, I am part of this year-long program at the Hillman Academy, which helps us participate in these science fairs, including what I did presented at PJAS. Additionally, I also presented in just a recent science fair, which was the Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair. So these are the kinds of things that I've been doing so far, but I hope that I can also come back during the summer. My PI did tell me I can come back during the summer to continue this research project.
I'm sure they very much would like you to do so.
Yeah.
As you did this work, you certainly contributed a lot in terms of the research that you did, but I'm curious if you found that your point of view or way of looking at the world opened up ideas to some of your colleagues there, because not that they're that much older than you, but I would imagine that many of them were in their mid to late 20s and probably well beyond that age. And when you add somebody, you have a lot to offer based on your lived experiences. And did anything like that happen that you can share, where you sort of had a brainstorm or an idea that surprised those that you were working with and ended up being useful?
Yeah, so one of the aspects that we stained, so I actually, in a previous research study that I did, also focused on that aspect of the amount of fat content within the skeletal muscle. So that's actually one of the proteins, it's called Lipitox, actually the scientific name for it, assesses the fat content within the skeletal muscle. I advocated that we should look at that aspect because I feel like perhaps there could be an impact, as it did have an impact in the previous research study that I did. So, but unfortunately, their results were not significant for whatever I advocated for. However, it did help us with the direction that we are heading for. Yeah.
Yeah. Getting results that did not work or that did not match what you hoped for is still a win because it helps you move into the direction that you might want to move into.
Yeah.
Kara in Brookline is listening, and she just sent a note that you'll appreciate, which is simply, let me be sure I read it right, this kid is going places, she writes.
Thank you.
With an emoji indicating that same thing. In a moment, I'll give you Hillman Academy's website in the event you want to learn more about this program. So that you can make a note of it. Nathila also was involved with the Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science and this program. So is that like a science fair, or tell me more about that?
Yeah, it's exactly like a science fair almost, except usual science fairs have a poster presentation, things like that. However, this one was a little bit out of the ordinary. Instead, we did a presentation with our research. So we just kind of talked about like our research, the hypothesis, what are the clinical applications, what are future directions, things like that. After like a 10 to 15 minute presentation, then that's all. We just went through like inside of a room with our category. And then, obviously, the award ceremony occurred, and that's where I had the opportunity to win first award, yeah.
That had to be really exciting. Did you find out that day? And what's it feel like when you learn about this distinction?
Yeah, I did find out the day itself. Honestly, after that presentation, I felt pretty good. I was like, maybe I have a chance. Like, I wasn't really sure about it, but then whenever they called up my name and they said that I got the first award and the perfect score, it just felt like a dream to me. It didn't even feel real. I was walking on that stage and I was like, no way, this is my imagination. I'm definitely dreaming about this, but I was like, this is amazing. So many people congratulating me. I was so excited and I'm so grateful for it.
Now, I know you're getting asked this question a lot, but do you know what you want to do after high school?
Yeah, for sure. So I definitely want to do something in medicine. I'm extremely interested in becoming a doctor, especially I want to focus my interests on women's health, perhaps, but I'm not really sure exactly what kind of doctor I want to be, though.
Do you know any doctors now that you're able to talk about career paths?
Yeah, for sure. So I do know some doctors that work at St. Clair Health. I do some volunteering at St. Clair, so I do have the opportunity to talk to some doctors, some nurses, things like that. Also, the Hillman Academy has provided me a DO resident that currently works at UPMC, so I'm so glad to be in constant touch with her about this project, learn about her career path and things like that, yeah.
HillmanAcademy.upmc.com is the website where you can learn more about the program. I don't know if the application cycle, it probably is underway now. HillmanAcademy.upmc.com, and you'll be able to find out. Typically, it does start around this time of the year. For the coming summer, but I would suggest you go there just to learn about this great program. And it's not just you. There are other students that are involved in doing this kind of research. I had one question I was thinking about.
Yeah.
The heart is a muscle. Do you think that the work you're doing could have any place regarding heart disease?
Yeah, so actually our focus on our research is with the skeletal muscle, like the musculoskeletal system in particular. In the previous research studies that we read, we do not see any impact with this on heart disease whatsoever, but we do see some impact on the skeletal muscle, which is what we're trying to find out right now. Yeah.
Excellent. I'm looking for the application date quickly, and it may be closed at this point, but if you go to hellmanacademy.upmc.com, you can learn more. So your next, you're advancing, the Region 7 conference was in Baldwin. Where do you go to next?
Yeah, so we're actually going to Penn State for the state conference because I got selected to go to the state conference. It'll be structured very similarly to how the regional Region 7 conference was, so I'm really excited to go there. It's happening on May 19th, by the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to point out in our remaining moment or two?
Not really anything else. I think you basically covered anything. If you have any more questions, yeah.
Well, you've done incredible work. I mean, you've picked a topic that is really important, but just the discipline and the research, I know is going to stay with you for a long time. So
thank you so much
for sharing it with us. Thank you to Hellman Academy and David Boone for the great work he and his whole team there do. You just heard Mithila Vijayan talking about her work. She is a junior at South Fayette High School. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.